pants.
Oh, my mascara!
Let her walk in one of my shoes for a while.
Gay fool in an all dude school. Oh, I'm in a tizzy about my friend Timmy. It's such a pity, my friend Timmy. Poor Timothy.
Delicious Indiana bacon.
You know what? It has spoiled me for everywhere else I go.
You have to chew this bacon. It's not just a thin and it disappears. No,
my friend Big Fatty would love that bacon. He's all about the bacon. Just the fact that you just said you have to chew this bacon. Big Fatty would love you.
And I have had people trying to feed me this turkey bacon stuff, and it's like chewing a cardboard box.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's all about the bacon.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2070 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 30th of December, 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, it's National Bacon Day, so we're gonna open some credit cards. Beef Fatty didn't make any sense. Oh, and Vader and Bacon Show. Yes, Beef Fatty. Hello, Crispies. Big Fatty, what if we like it limp? Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are Crispies or limps, depending on how you like your bafrin. Because Big Fatty likes his crispy and greasy, and I know Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, like it limp. Big Fatty, Granny probably just likes it any way he can get it. People of a certain age, you know, they just, so anytime they can get pork today, yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've got about a dozen credit cards to open. Yes, Big Fatty, you'll never do it before the end of the year. You're right, I won't. Y'all, the first one, it is in a blue envelope. Big Fatty, that's very crema-y. And let's just open it up and see what we got here. Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's from Gus Chad. It is from Gus Chad. And y'all, I was surprised because it's not painted on the envelope. Big Fatty, that's okay. And look, it's Charlie Brown. It is Charlie Brown. And Charlie Brown is, okay. Wait a minute. This is a New Year's card. Okay, now, Gus Chad, I'm going to, I'm going to go ahead and read this now. It says, here is... No, I'm gonna hold off on this, Gus Chad. Yes, Big Fatty, that'll be lovely. Okay, it's not a crema card. No, Big Fatty. The next card, I don't have any idea who it's from. There's no return address, so let's just see who it's from. Let's open it up here. Oh, Big Fatty, it's got a foil lining. It does. You know, we love a foil lining. And it says, Happy New Year. It is from that Adam Burns. Big Fatty, look. It says, wishing you a Merry Crema and a wonderful New Year. Lots of love. Lots of love. Adam, Mittens, and Sydney. And it says, Red Hardy, you are a wonderful man. I'm really glad we have gotten to know each other through P48. Big Fatty, is that a workout program? It is. It's an exercise program. Wishing you a very Merry Crema and Happy New Year, Adam and Mittens. And y'all, there's the Dubious Intentions card. And it's there's Adam and Mittens and Daniel. And it says, Merry Crema from DI Positive. Get tested. And it says, Fatty, thank you for calling. Y'all, they're lovely, and thank y'all so much. That is awfully kind of you. Y'all, our next card is from Brother Sinatus. Big Fatty, he's out there in the Colorado. It is, he is. And Fatty. It's got glitter on it. It's Santa Claus. And it says, Burger Fatty and crew, may you never outgrow the wonderful magic of crema. Thank you for all the fun this year. Best wishes in the new year, Brother Sinatus. Y'all, that is just so sweet. Thank you, Brother Sinatus. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, our next card is coming to us from Bakersfield, California. Big Fatty. So we're going to open it up. Big Fatty, it's our... Oh, look at that, Big Fatty. It's fancy. It is fancy. And y'all, it's a moose. With feathers and everything. Big Fatty, this is lovely. And it says, Merry Crema. Merry Crema and Happy New Year from Eric in Bakersfield. Big Fatty, that is just lovely. Well, Eric, that is really just... That is just as lovely as it can be. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see y'all now. Mr. Tim Kumal told me I had a package that was going to be delivered, and y'all, it is from the location that he said to look for it. Y'all, by the way, I'm going to put a picture of these cans up, and it's going to also include Gay Country West's and Travis's can that I got at the podcast today. And y'all, I realized I hadn't put a picture up of the Mexican crema calendar. So I'm going to include that, and that'll go up at noon today. Big Fatty, open the package. I'm trying. So anyway, and y'all, I don't know what to possess Mr. Tim Kumal to send a gift at, but you're Big Fatty. We love gift ads. All right, let's just see what it is. And, Oh my God! There's no, y'all. It is underpants, Big Fatty, and y'all. It's from the Andrew Christian, and it's y'all. The front of it is missing, Big Fatty. Please don't model those for anybody, and y'all. It's called Twerk, and let me just. Look at this. In fact, I may include these in the picture. Y'all, this is just as vulgar. Big Fatty, please don't put those on. Y'all, it's Big Fatty, you can wear those over at the Horror Hotel. So, and, but y'all, there's two pairs of them. Big Fatty, one wasn't enough. You had to have two. And let's just see what we got here. We got the twerk, Big Fatty. I can just see you twerking. Y'all, it's just your butthole hang, Big Fatty, and your junk hangs out, Big Fatty. What's the reason to even wear it? Y'all, it's called show off. Underwear for guys that have a fine ass, Big Fatty. Why did you get it? I don't know. But anyway, Tim, thank you. Big Fatty, I know Hattie M wants to see you in those. Oh.
The Vader and Bacon Show!
Big Fatty, twerk it!
Big Fatty! It's me, Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I've just dropped you off. You probably have just gotten your scrawny little behind in the front door. And I was just calling to say I had a lovely evening driving the old person to the crema party for the coal mine. And It was lovely. It was, the food was delicious. That pork was excellent. And we just had a hootenanny. And I'm sure you've told the story about the gift exchange, but if you haven't, well, we exchanged gifts and then we exchanged gifts again because everyone traded for what they wanted. It was quite fantastic. Anyway, I hope you're having a merry little Christmas and that you had a good Christmas party. And I can't say what the surprise is yet, but you'll know soon enough.
Y'all, that, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Big Veda, you're behind on call. Well, it's because I had to pre-record last week. Yes, Big Veda. The surprise, you know, y'all, the surprise was that Dicka and T. Wiggles from up there, from one of their places up there in the Chicago's. Yes, Big Veda. And anyway, y'all, Veda was just over here helping me put down my flagstone. So I'm going to take him to the Chinese buffet. Big Veda, remember? You can't spell buff without buffet.
Big Fatty and all of your horrifying listeners, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Calling with your Barbara Boulevard report. So it is 4:30 p.m. in the evening on Friday. That's it, Friday. And I left home about 7 hours ago, and I'm just now at Barbara Boulevard. If that tells you how my day is going, I'm also speeding. It has been one hootenanny of a traffic incident after another all the way. Extra Special Chris has just given up on me and thinks that I'm not coming probably. It is Christmas travel season, so I hope that everyone out there driving is going to drive safely because clearly this is not the time to be on the road. I don't know why I do this because it's always a bad idea. So that's all I got, nice and short and sweet. I'm going to go and I wish I could have a coma, but of course I have to keep driving for another 90 minutes or so. So I'll meh later. Okay.
Nah, big Veda, yes, y'all, that of course is old Veda, and Veda, we love, Big Veda, we just love a Barbara Boulevard report, Veda, thank you so much for the call. We always look forward to a Barbara Boulevard. Big Veda, I wonder if he stopped to get some Birkenstocks for Miss Bacon. Big Veda, Miss Bacon didn't need Birkenstocks. Why did I say that? I don't know.
Barbara Boulevard. Well, hello there, Big Fatty. It's me, Lawrence Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
In my jalopy. Just on my way back from a lovely little 5-6 day trip with someone special, Chris. And sorry I didn't call at all. He wasn't really interested in being on the BFO, and who can blame him, actually. But we had a time in the Flo Rida, and I'm, you know, enjoy. It was great company. It was fantastic company. My poopy meter only went off to maximum once, and that's because I got a quadruple gin from the bartender, and I was hungry, and then there was no food to be had, and then they told me I couldn't have food where we went, and then I, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, if there's one thing a fat person can't handle, it's the lack of food. So, anyway, it was a fantastic trip. The crowds were, not, you know, busy, but manageable. The traffic is the worst part, quite honestly, of the whole hootenanny. So, you know, the old people don't like the traffic and whatnot. So, but I just wanted to call and say a very extra special Kurma to all of you. Happy New Year, because by the time you get back to the gym, Carlson, I feel certain it will be nearing the new year. So anyway, I wish I had something exciting to report, but I really don't. I'm about to stop here in the St. Augustine at the Outlet Mall to pick up the final gift for the Hat Arena and the Orange Hat in my life. So I've already decided what they're getting, and I'm sure there won't be anyone Christmas shopping here on December 23rd or the 22nd, whatever day it is. I don't even know. So, okay, well, got to run so I can sit in some more traffic. I'll meet at you later, I'm sure.
Yes, and y'all, that of course is old Big Fatty. Did Bacon call? We wouldn't have a Bacon Invader show if Bacon didn't call. Big Fatty, well, you know it is National Bacon Day, but Vader, thank you so much for the call, and we always love a Barbara Boulevard report. And you don't get Miss Bacon the Birkenstocks. Get those for Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver's the one that needs the Birken. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. So I just thought of a new name for TT Chicago. They could be the Traveling TTs. So anyway, I have a really bad cold. Listen to this. So I don't really cough until I start talking, so I should probably just quit talking. Okay, so I'm at home right now because I'm seriously, like, dying, and I'm taking all kinds of, like, antibiotics trying to... I need to eat some chicken noodle soup, I guess. So anyway, speaking of which, I was just wondering if while Tommy and Terry were there, if by chance Terry, who you refer to as Two Eagles, if he shared his grilled cheese recipe with you, because that was like one of the highlights of our visit to Chicago was getting that recipe from him. So anyway, if he didn't, you know, when you see him again, you'll have to ask him for his recipe. So the recipe for the grilled cheese. So, okay, I will go and cough and continue dying. And Merry Krimma. This is my Merry Krimma call. Who knows when it'll be played, but it's a couple days before Christmas, and I need to get rid of this crud because I'm actually hosting Christmas, and it's not going to be fun hosting it from my bedroom with the door closed while everyone else is having a good time. So Merry Krimma, everyone, and thank you for playing the little game. I'm sure this will be played around January 3rd or 8th or something like that. So thank you all for playing, and if you think it was hard on you, I had to go back and listen to the shows after I listened to them just to make sure that I got everyone's names written down. And I'm doing 2 weeks at a time because I am a glutton for punishment. So thank you. And don't use that as a show title because you've already used that before. I just about called you Garrett Fart. And Poodle McNoodle.
Hi.
I can't believe you don't have a Twitter account. All right. Bye.
Oh, no, okay. Oh, Woodhaven. Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, I'm so sorry you were feeling under the weather during Krimma. That's just horrible. It's just horrible that you didn't feel well. No, Big Fatty, she did not feel well. But anyway, hopefully you're on the mend by now and that your Krimma was special. Yes, Big Fatty. The Vader and Bacon Show. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, I want to tell you a little bit about National Bacon Day. The origins of bacon stretches back into the Middle Ages, with the name originating in Middle English from the word bacon. Following it back, you'll find it in France as baco, Germany as bacco, and Old Teutonic as baki. All of these words mean back, and what does that tell us? It means piggy's got back, but that's not even the earliest example of bacon. The first bacon known came from the Romans, and it was potasso. Big Fatty potasso, potasso, who cares? Give me some bacon, limp or crispy. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I want to thank Moose P for bringing it to my attention that today was National Bacon Day. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, you only got one more day to get your New Year's Eve shopping done. Big Fatty, I didn't know we had to. You know, y'all, I don't know if you knew this or not, but the week between New Year, Krimma and New Year's is known as the 13th month because, y'all, they sell all kinds of shit in that week that usually counts up for almost a month worth of stuff. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Timmy Sims. Big Fatty, we love Timmy Sims. And he was talking about bacon, and what else you got to talk about?
It's all about the bacon.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's always all about the bacon.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.